Okay, so what are the legs and what are the eyes of those who travel to omniscience? The varieties of spiritual methods are the legs, and the eyes are the wisdom seeing the ultimate mode of things. Okay, so when we talk about progressing on the Bodhisattva vehicle, we talk about method on one hand and wisdom on the other. And they're often compared to two wings of the birds. You know, you need both wings to fly. One wing alone won't do it. So the method side of the path refers to generating renunciation, generating bodhicitta, and then the bodhisattva deeds of generosity, ethical conduct, fortitude. Okay? And then the wisdom side of the path refers to the wisdom, yeah, realizing the ultimate nature. Not the wisdom of how to benefit sentient beings and the wisdom of the arts and sciences. Those go into the method side. Okay, because remember last week we, in the Easy Path teachings, we talked about those three kinds of wisdom. So not all of them belong in the wisdom side. Yeah. And then shamatha or serenity, meditative stabilization, usually goes with wisdom, but it can also go with method. And joyous effort goes with both. So there you have the six perfections divided between wisdom and method. Although there's other ways of dividing them too. Some other scholars say that the first five are method and the last one is wisdom, giving the analogy of the method ones are, well, like here, like the legs, and then the wisdom can see where you're going. So you need both to be able to have the mode of moving and the eyes to know where you're going. Otherwise, you'll either go around in circles or you will stand still. Yeah. So we need both of them. So there's different ways of dividing up the six perfections between method and wisdom. In any case, both method and wisdom are important and are necessary, and they need to be combined. Okay. So in the paramita path, the perfection vehicle path, we combine them by when meditating on emptiness, doing it with a motivation of bodhicitta, so that the wisdom realizing emptiness is supported, you know, or sustained, or those kind of words, you know, supported, sustained, there's another one, conjoined with the bodhicitta motivation, okay? And then you conjoin the wisdom with the method, or use wisdom to support the method side when you're doing different bodhisattva actions. And so, for example, contemplating when you give generosity that the yourself is the one who's giving, the object that's being given, the recipient, the action of giving, that all of these are empty of true existence and yet exist dependently. Okay, so that way you're doing, you know, a method practice, but it's supported by your wisdom. Yeah. So in the perfection vehicle, that's how you put method and wisdom together. In the Vajra vehicle, then you're trying to put them together in one consciousness. Because the idea is in the perfection vehicle, when you're doing a method practice, your understanding of wisdom cannot be direct. It's going to be conceptual in supporting the wisdom aspect of the path. And when bodhicitta, when you're meditating on emptiness and bodhicitta is supporting it, the bodhicitta isn't manifest in the mind at that time. Okay? So in the perfection vehicle path, you can't have method and wisdom manifest in the mind at the same time and until you attain Buddhahood. In the Vajra vehicle, you're working, it has very skillful means to to try and bring method and wisdom together in one consciousness. So, for example, when you're doing deity yoga practice, you dissolve into emptiness. You think that the wisdom realizing emptiness appears in the form of the deity, and then you meditate on the emptiness of the deity again. And then the deity appears, but it's empty. So you go back and forth between these two, between conventional truth and ultimate truth. Okay? So method, the method side of the path is more the conventional truth side. The wisdom side of the path is the ultimate truth side. So you go back and forth. So there's all these kind of correspondences. Yeah, you start out with conventional truth and ultimate truth as the basis. Then on the path for conventional truth, you have the method side of the path. And for the ultimate truth, you have the wisdom side of the path. And then for the results of the path, for the method side, you have the form bodies of the Buddha, the enjoyment body and the emanation body. And for the wisdom side of the path, you have the Dharma body, Dharmakaya. Okay? So that's how you have these correspondences with the basis, the path, and the result. Yeah? So it's handy to have those correspondences because, you know, you start out, here's the basis. You have conventional truths and ultimate truths. On the path, this is how you practice them and use them and transform them and develop them. And then on the results, this is what you're attaining, the different Buddha bodies from that. Okay, so those are the eyes and the legs of the path, and we need both. Try and remember these correspondences. It's very, very helpful for you. Yeah, when you come across different teachings. Yeah, in the perfection vehicle, that's how you're combining wisdom with method. Okay, because your main practice at that time is method, because you're practicing generosity or ethical conduct, something like that. And then you support it by wisdom, by, you know, as you're doing it or after you've done it, reflecting on the emptiness of all these components. Yeah. And in that way, we don't cling to the merit that we create. Yeah. So another correspondence with these is the collection of merit refers to the method aspect of the path, and the collection of wisdom refers to the wisdom aspect of the path. Okay. Yeah, we'll come to those in Precious Garland. Nagarjuna talks about this. Okay.